But I needed it.
Maybe.
Because I was trying to retain water. I think it was like...
More bro science for you.
Yeah.
Maybe. Because your body was like deep. Why did I make that sound?
Because I watched too much anime.
It was like... Oh.
I didn't do that sometimes.
It was nice. Like, it was like... Satisfying, but it threw me off.
And then you like get done with the bite and you're like, tasty! I watch too much anime. There's a problem. It's leaking out of me.
I love it.
I do too. Epic Nuggets cooking plates full, so heavy. Big Nugget vibes rolling in the groove. Tori and Jaden always on the move. Real talk, real jokes, they got nothing to prove. Holy. Now I'm spibbling. Fuck. Help.
Help me.
I'm like, what is even in a sandwich that's so drippy, you know?
Yeah. It's probably the sauce.
No, it's just, it's clear, look.
Did you get the banana peppers on there?
I got some green peppers. That's what
probably
it is.
Probably that. Probably that. She's big.
I had like a really bad like pub sub experience a couple weeks back.
Dude, they put a lot of fucking meat on that shit, don't they?
They did. Look how fucking soggy it is around the rim though.
Yeah. Damn, I should've got you getting one of those.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were getting a full one. I would've.
Mm-hmm. That was good. But I don't know, I never really thought there was, like, an art to sandwich making.
There is.
But there definitely is, mm-hmm. Like... So I'll be creeping when I go to Publix now ever since then. Because that guy made my sandwich, and he just put it together without putting a knife. You know, the folding technique with the knife. Yeah. I'm like, everybody knows the folding technique with the knife.
And all your shit fell apart, huh?
Yeah, it just, like... It was like a sideways sandwich. It all fell to the side.
Mm-hmm.
I had to try to scoop it back in. Mm-hmm. Couldn't.
It ends up becoming like a base, like a salad with extra bread.
Yeah, but then it's like soggy on like one half side. Anyway, so ever since then, I'll be creeping whenever I go in. I'll be looking to see if they're like using the knife and stuff, and I'll decide if I'm for real getting a sandwich while I'm there, because I'm like, they got goddamn amateurs in here today.
How much they charge you for a big sandwich like that?
Like 10 something?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good deal because it's like 7 and change if you get the half.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point? You know?
Yep. When they put a lot of meat on there,
it's so spicy.
What'd you get on there?
I think I got a jerk turkey. But I think it had a spicy gouda on it.
Oh.
It's spicy today. I usually like to eat these with jalapeno chips.
Mm-hmm. That's why I wanted something like salty and
cheesy. You didn't heat it up to melt the cheese?
Mm-mm.
You're just eating it dry?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I was looking.
I guess
looking.
It's not dry, but it's like...
They usually put like a lot more sauce than that.
That's barely any mustard.
Yeah, there's no mustard.
Maybe they got some complaints about like how much mustard they put on the sandwich.
Well, that's retarded.
I agree.
I love mustard.
I don't love it, but I don't hate it. I used to. I used to hate mustard.
I love mustard. I used to get in trouble at school. I got in trouble this one time. You know, it's so annoying sometimes when you're a kid, you just get misunderstood. Yeah. Like, these big, stupid fucking adults think they know every goddamn thing.
They don't.
And you don't always. But I was, like, at school, and every time we had chicken tender Tuesday.
I've never heard that.
We had chicken tender Tuesday, okay?
The tacos were upset.
Yeah. And... It came with 2 chicken strips, macaroni and cheese, mashed potatoes, and a biscuit.
Damn, that's a lot of carbs. That sounds delicious.
It's amazing. So I would take my biscuit. I would open the fucking biscuit. Mm-hmm. I would put my chicken tenders in. Mm-hmm. Ketchup. Mm. Macaroni. Mm-mm. Mashed potatoes. Smash that shit together, and I would eat that shit. Mm-mm. Oh, so good.
I don't know about ketchup.
That's what you would think. But it's really good, honestly. When it all mixes together, it was really yummy.
Bro, listen. KFC used to have these fucking bowls.
Yeah.
It was like mashed potatoes, fried chicken, cheese, bacon, and like some other shit in there. Mm. And they were just, they put like gravy on it. Mm.
Good.
Bro, your girl was going to get fat. It's a good thing they discontinued that. Yeah. I would have been out of luck. I would have been. Yeah,
so I like that. I like mixing my shit together, you know? Sometimes.
Sometimes.
So I'm at school and I do that, right? And I remember who it was, too. I won't say your name. I'll spare you. But just fucking know I remember, okay? Kindergarten. I hated this girl, like, literally permanently.
It happens sometimes.
All the way until high school. For this. She went and snitched on me to the teacher. And Catherine's mixing her food together. She's playing with her food. Because we had a few people get, like, in trouble and sent to the bad kid table for, like, mixing their food together. And playing in it, though.
That's different. You were gonna eat it, though. You were hungry, kid.
I was gonna eat it. Yeah. I didn't play with my food. Uh-huh. I always ate. I smashed.
I never play with my food
either. I'm still like that. I can eat, dude. Damn. Oh, I can eat.
I'm like, I understand if you don't fuck with pickles and you want to throw up on the ceiling and see them stick. But also, like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Just don't fucking eat them.
There's just not much stuff I don't like either.
Somebody else would have ate those pickles.
Mm-hmm.
Loved them.
I'm absolutely the kid that's like, are you going to eat that pickle? I'll eat it for you.
I thought pickles were extremely gross until...
Really?
Yeah, like a couple of years ago.
Oh, you told me that?
Mm-hmm.
Then you got on like a little kick, right?
Like these little sliders. Like, Sean forced me to eat stuff sometimes. Like, I didn't used to like mushrooms. He made me eat those till I liked them. Mm. And then we had these little sliders. They had these little like sweet gherkin pickles on them with like barbecue.
Mm.
And they had a nice crunch to them. They were good.
Yeah.
And then ever since then, I'm like, well, I guess I'll try different pickles.
I don't like the
sweet ones, garlic ones.
No, I don't like the sweet ones.
I love the sweet pickles. That's my favorite.
Gross. I don't like those. I don't know why.
It's like a weird mix of sweet and salty.
I want to feel like I'm like literally aging faster. That's how salty and vinegary I want my pickles. I want my lips wrinkling up. Wow. That's why I like those fresh ones they have at Publix, that little brand. What is it, like Mr. Pickles or some shit like that? I don't know what it's called.
I don't know.
It's a little pickle dude on the front. They're like fresh.
Mm.
They have like fresh garlic and fresh dill like in the container with them.
Mm-hmm.
Like big cloves of garlic.
Those are good. You ever make your own pickles?
No.
I worked with a girl that made her own pickles.
We got a dude at the gym who makes his own pickles, right?
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
He, like, lives in that woman's basement or something like that. And makes pickles.
What?
Yeah. Oh, no, I can't even remember
Even getting it, bro. I have such a hard time with, like, all the new people and their names.
Not my
You're gonna tell me, and I'm not even gonna know.
Oh, I can't even remember.
There was no girls in class on Friday.
Yeah, there was no girls yesterday.
I was snatching up all the teeny men that I could find.
Same.
Teeny still being like 165 to 175.
Yep.
And it was all like new dudes.
Yeah.
And they did not know what to do with that shit.
I know. Bless their hearts.
I was nice. Yeah. I didn't go that hard. Like, really, I didn't. Because I was, like, I was trying to chill.
I just expected them to be so much stronger than me still, so I went ham, and I kind of felt bad about it.
Well, you can never tell if they're going to juice it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Are you gonna use your full strength or are you gonna be cool? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You never know. I was like smothering them and everything. My hand.
With your hand?
Yeah, like when they were, when I was like on their back. Fucking smothering them so that they would grab their hand and I could shoot my arm through, like for the choke. Yeah, it was rude.
No?
Now I'm kind of wondering. I'm like, damn, I don't know if
I... You gotta get your practice in somewhere.
I know. I am. I'm trying to utilize that little smother from the back right there. Not a bad look. It's like if I have to do that thing where I'm grabbing the face anyways, I might as well be making you freak out.
Like
that pulley thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I might as well grab a part of your face that's going to also let you not breathe at the highest capacity. Because sometimes you'll be pulling people's head like that and they won't they'll just take the fucking crank and still fight your hands.
Mm-hmm.
But if fucking, they can't breathe.
I gotta admit something to you.
Oh no.
You know how we were talking about those green bean casseroles?
Yeah.
Somebody sent me a message.
Yeah? What did they say?
It was a recipe.
And what was it?
Had mayonnaise.
I fucking knew it.
You filthy animals. Who would do this?
I knew it. I was even humble, bro.
Blast.
Somebody messaged.
I was like, what kind of, this is like the deep South recipe, not the regular South recipe.
See, I knew it.
Fucking mayonnaise and a goddamn casserole.
Some lady commented on it. She was like, there's no mayonnaise. And I was like, I could have swore, you know, I was humble.
This was a fight for the ages,
but
I swear.
Fuck you, lady. You were wrong. Not you, the other lady.
Yeah, no, I'm here for it. But yeah. I now want to know. I'm going to ask. I'm going to be sus of every
green bean casserole. Everything has different recipes anyways. They're like,
I know, but now I've realized I can't trust it.
So whoever was making them when I was growing up, they had mayonnaise for sure.
Nah.
And I did not like that stuff. It was not good.
When I first started eating lasagna as a kid. I did not like cottage cheese.
Oh yeah, that took me a while.
It was lumpy.
Yep.
Why was it like that? And I didn't eat in certain cheeses back then. Like some cheeses were still weird, right? Because you're a kid, so.
Yeah,
like
same.
Blue cheese.
Oh no, that was a
feta.
Nope.
The Mexican crumbly cheese.
Yep,
I didn't fuck with that either.
Mm-hmm.
Like anything real smelly.
Why do you like more ruined stuff the older you get?
I don't know. Maybe our taste buds are like fucked up. Can't taste nothing.
Or maybe
you want like
it,
some strong ass, bitter ass fucking coffee. You want some
is
like
it because,
tart cheese.
Yeah. Is it because maybe we can handle like our gut bone can actually handle and benefit from the fermentation, and it really can't when you're like a little kid and your immune system's not built up? You think that's it?
Maybe. Maybe that's why it's so repulsive.
Yeah.
As a kid.
That would make sense.
Weird. Never thought about it.
That's some bro science right there.
I do love some fucking cheese, though.
I love blue cheese.
God damn. Any cheese.
You ever have blue cheese stuffed olives?
I'm still like back and forth on like olives. I had an olive phase. Like, this will happen to me every once in a while. Like, I had this phase where, like, I had to order, like, this pizza with all these olives on it. Like, I was like, I want double, extra, extra olives. And it was, like, chicken. And, like, I don't know. Maybe there's some buffalo sauce in there. Shit, I don't know. It was crazy.
Yeah, I don't like olives on my pizza. And I love olives, but
I don't know. I just went through this one phase for like a couple months. Like, it's weird how your body just sometimes will be like, you need this. Like,
mm-hmm.
when I quit coffee, I crave pickles like insanely. I was going to Chick-fil-A and I was like, I want extra pickles. Yeah,
yeah.
And it was like, it was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I needed there to be as much pickles as there was.
You're having like acid reflux and shit, right?
It was horrible.
Yeah.
It was like, I would eat it and then I was punished. And then.
Yo.
But I needed it.
Maybe.
Because I was trying to retain water. I think it was like...
More bro science for you.
Yeah.
Maybe. Because your body was like deep... Why did it make that sound?
Because I watched too much anime.
It was like... Oh.
I just do that sometimes.
It was nice. Like, it was like, satisfying, but it threw me off.
And then you, like, get done with the bite, and you're like, tasty! So I watch too much anime. That's a problem. It's leaking out of me.
I love it.
I do, too.
So I didn't know anything about My Hero Academia until, like, recently.
Mm-hmm.
We've been watching it.
Yeah.
I like it. But anyways.
I like it very much. I have an All Might shirt.
I know. I
wore it
that.
The other day, and
yeah.
I had, like, a whole house conversation with the damn... Who are the car people that take your keys?
The repo services?
No.
Ballet?
Yeah, ballet people.
Yeah.
Whole conversation with a ballet guy about it.
Hell yeah.
And then, yeah, we started exchanging. It got rabbit hole.
Hell yeah.
I was like, you watch this yet?
Mm-hmm.
You watch this?
Mm-hmm.
And then we started getting into rumors. Yeah.
What was I saying?
Talking about cheese.
Oh. You about your pickle thing.
Mm.
Here's some bro science. What if, like, you're detoxing from, like, the coffee and all this shit, and so your body made you crave pickles so that your gut would be, like, extremely acidic to help you burn out all the residual bullshit from that?
I don't know. Wouldn't it be acidic anyway because of the coffee? Coffee's acidic.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe you were just, it was craving pickles because it didn't have something to make it.
I just thought it was because, like, dude, I was so thirsty for, like, 2 weeks. Like, you would have thought I'd been left in a desert.
Dude, I went through the same thing.
I was so thirsty, and I think that I just wasn't retaining it. So I think the pickles, because of the salt.
Well, I just...
Because I also was craving salt. Like, I literally, listen. You know, I got that really good Celtic, like, gray salt.
Yeah, that Celtic salt, you just fucking...
No, I'll just eat it.
Yeah.
I'll literally just be eating it.
Yeah.
And I'll just be like, I don't know, like, something tell me
to
just eat this shit.
You're probably missing minerals.
Yeah.
Because I know, like, one of the best things that I've, like, had happen to me from not drinking coffee, is that I was actually, like, I'm actually thirsty. Because what would happen is I would drink my coffee... in the morning, and I would sip on it for like 3 hours, basically.
And
then I drink nothing in between. And then I'm at practice for like 2 freaking hours or more. And then I would like, I'm trying to get in lunch, so I'm like eating. So then I'm like full. I still don't want like water, you know?
Mm.
And then I would chug until my belly was full, but that's still not like all the water you need for the day. You know? So,
I know, but then you feel gross.
And then I'm like, yeah. And I just was like in a perpetual state of fucking dehydration.
It takes forever to like come, like mellow out from that.
But bro, honestly, I'm really glad. I'm really glad about it. The universe kind of made me do that shit though. I did not want to.
I
was like, bro. You start looking at them doctor bills.
It's a lot on your
like,
gut and your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You don't think about your teeth, but... I sleep so much better now, too. It's kind of fucked up, though.
I had a really bad sleep regression, though. That was another thing. Like, weird dreams.
Dude.
Not like waking up in the middle of the night randomly, waking up early as fuck in the morning for no, like,
oh,
it was like my
recalibrate.
Body, yeah, it was like my body chart, like I would wake up at like 5 a.m. and I'm like laying there and I'm like, bro, I am not supposed to be awake right now.
Did you feel weird on those nights, like when you would go to sleep though?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, it was a normal ass day, you know?
I've been taking passion flower. I'll tell you, that's something about getting a little bit older. I'm not even fucking old, but. Like, sleep is more evasive.
Mm.
I don't know if it's because you got more problems. You got more on your mind. Dude, I swear to God, like, every like, when Sean was gone, I had to take passion flower or something every night to go to sleep because I just was like...
I think you just feel like you don't have time to fucking sleep. I think that's what it is. Yeah, or maybe...
I don't.
Maybe...
If I could choose to skip sleeping...
I would do it.
in order to get shit done. Like, if I could, I don't know what the sacrifice would be. I don't know. It'd like, if I had to sacrifice my pinky finger in order that I could sleep two nights a week, I would do it in a heartbeat.
I mean, but how,
like, forever.
How painful is the removal, though?
I don't know. It'd have to be a quick chop.
Nah, you think somebody'd have to hold me down, dog. I don't think I could just let somebody chop my fucking digit off.
It probably would become real popular, like ear piercing.
Missing one
for the
pinky?
Fucking doers out
Which
there.
Which hand
anyway.
Would you do? Your left?
This one.
Your left hand? Yeah.
Yeah, I think I use this one for hair sometimes with stuff.
Pinky is a really important finger.
For what? You're telling me this one couldn't spread out
Try
eventually and take its
place? Try to pick shit up without your pinky. Literally just start trying to hold shit.
Bro, pinky's
like
out.
Heavy
what you
shit.
Mean?
Like heavy shit even though, bro. Like this is not stable. Like this is fucking stable, you know?
Yeah, but then you would just put this one down there. You would just easily
I don't know about that.
I mean, listen. I'm just saying, I hope that wouldn't be the penalty. But if it was a real
everything.
Thing.
I've already dropped everything. I don't...
Like, if some crazy genie came out...
Now, Pink could just zap
and was like,
maybe.
Look, here's my resume, here's my referrals, here's my proof. I need to eat, like, a pinky, you know, every once in a while to, you know, stay going. But... I'll grant you, like, you don't have to sleep if you want to. You can. It's optional. You can be like everybody else. You don't have to be free. You can be normal if you want. But you don't have to sleep if you don't want to, so you can get more shit done. Hell yes.
I think if I had, like, a one wish, though, I would just wish for infinite money, and then I could sleep as much as I fucking wanted to, if that was the case.
I feel like there's always a twist that comes with that, though. I mean, maybe there's a twist that comes with that, too. But this is an even exchange. You get a pinky to nibble, and I can get all the fucking work done that I need to so I can grind to do the things that I want to do.
But if you do want to sleep, you can.
I know. You love your sleep. I love my sleep, too, but... As long as I didn't come out like a cracked out Susie.
Yeah. I'm about to say, are you repercussion free then?
It can't change me.
Like, not only do you have, I'm like, because you
That's
technically,
what I'm saying.
Technically you have the ability now. It's called cocaine. You know what I'm saying? But.
Repercussions.
Major repercussions.
Repercussions. That's what I'm saying. It would be an even exchange. You get a pinky, I get. Just this one type of wish. There's no variation in other wishes. It's just this one. He's a weird type of genie that we had never seen before. Not like the movies.
As long as if I was like, okay, I can flip the switch and like sleep, then.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I would still want to be able to sleep because if I had to lay there.
And you're not tired or anything. Like,
yeah.
From missing the sleep.
Correct. That's why, like, it'd have to be like. No repercussion, just the pinky. But I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. Think about how far ahead you could get.
That's what I'm saying. I could literally have a whole nighttime job and do whatever I wanted in the day.
Oh, you can make money. You can make so
or,
much money.
I don't know.
Hello. What? What?
What's down there?
This stuff's so good.
No, I have like two of those left.
I think it has caffeine in it, though. I just realized. Fuck.
Maybe.
Oh, it's only 75 milligrams.
I didn't know those had caffeine in it.
I mean, I thought maybe, but I... But it also has adaptogenic mushrooms, like reishi, chaga, and turkey tail. And the caffeine comes... No, it's not. They have fucking stevia in here now. It was not always like that. Oh, wait, that's just sugar. That's not caffeine. Purity? Pura? P-U-E-R-H. I don't even know how to say those together. P-U-E-R-H-T. That's what the...
Purity?
How do you even say E-R-H, though?
Air. All right. I can't eat more of this fucking sandwich, dude.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I got crumbs everywhere. Oh, my God.
God,
no. Bro, I'm the one today. What the fuck?
Well, dude, I don't know. We'll see it when we go back, but I guarantee every time I took a bite, I picked some off my clothes and ate it.
Yeah, you did.
Like that, see?
I'm like, can I sweep this to the edge?
I got a vacuum in here anyway. It's just get what you can and what you can't. Just throw it.
My God.
Yeah.
I
got a vacuum.
Crumbly sandwich of all time. Let's see.
Alright.
Yeah, when you get done, then we'll officially.
We should name this something like
Nibbles and Bits.
Yeah, something like that.
Nibbles and Bits bonus episodes.
Yeah. That's actually really good.
Thanks.
Pulled that out of nowhere. That was really good. That was quick with the quickness.
This mind is clear.
Yeah, bonus episodes. I like that.
Yeah, they're fun. Can put some of them out on YouTube and then eventually we'll just drop them on Patreon.
Yeah.
We're not big enough for Patreon yet.
How many? You gotta have a certain amount of followers?
No. I'm just saying.
It's just too much to
do right
now.
We're just not there
yet.
Yeah, we have too much. But I made one. We have it.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be dope, but... I want to bring my friend Kimber on. She is a fucking hoot.
Kimber?
I don't know if you've met her.
Mm-mm.
I don't think you have.
I don't think I've heard of her.
She's been in the salon. Well, we used to work together, and we just talked up at work. And she's just funny because she's single. She's got all these terrible dating stories that are so funny. Yeah, like, and she's kind of like, not like grungy, but...
Greedy. She's got grit.
She just got that, like, little perverted sense of humor that's fun.
She's a little rough around the edges. We like that, though.
Yeah, no, she's like, yeah, she's perfect. She fits our pirate ship. She'd be fun.
The dryer has a whole symphony, listen.
Wow.
Yeah, then it's over.
And then it just quits abruptly.
God dang.
Yes, yes.
Go! Oh, it's stuck right here.
It's not good when that happens.
No.
You ever, like, swallow a pill and then it gets stuck right in the...
Or here?
That's the worst.
Here?
I don't know how it does. You think it turns sideways?
I think maybe the little veggie capsule gets wet and thick and sticky and it just sticks.
Damn.
That's when you, like, fill your whole mouth with water and you try to swallow it
like
in one gulp, and it, like, hurts.
Yeah, like, is this what a snake feels like when it eats its food?
Oh, I saw a video of a snake, one of those underwater snakes, eat an eel, and then it was too much for it to eat, and so it was, like, throwing it back up, and it just looked like the eel shedding its skin. But the eel was dead, and it was a snake.
Ugh. Too honest, who we rob, truth bomb steady. Scrappy thing and joke slice like machete. Truth and laughs more tasty than you're ready. Epic nuggets cooking plates full so heavy.